Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can go to Facebook and go to Sons of Liberty Radio. Again, you can go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, or you can go to Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E. I got two pages, one fan page, one personal. Like them both if you would, even if you don't. But we know you do. That's why you're listening to us. All right. Friends, if you'd like to check us out online, as far as the Twitter account goes, you can do that as well. That is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter accounts. And or, if you'd like to give us a phone call, that would be great, 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Now, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And speaking of that, Stephanie, what do we have going on there as far as our responses go?
Well, it's exciting. We've got a couple comments actually from your most recent exclusive article called Stand Your Ground. It was posted on Patriot Update. Screaming in me says, great article. Thank you for remembering about SEAL Team 6 members who were killed after the death of Bin Laden. So it was very timely. And another person also commented on that article saying, I wholeheartedly agree. America needs to stand their ground, so that's awesome. Then we have another one of your articles, Gun Control, Eyes Wide Open, which is on Right Side News. Truthful Light says everyone should read this article, going into the details about gun control and what's really behind that whole agenda. And then we had something exciting on the Sons of Liberty Facebook. You posted a YouTube video of from 9/11, the Patriot bikers rolling through Stafford, Virginia,
yeah,
with state troopers. You know, it was an awesome thing. And Becky Jones said, awesome. God bless each and every one. Safe travels. She said, thank you for posting this video. I feel these true American bikers did not get the acknowledgement, respect, and media attention they so deserve. So she really appreciated that you took the time to honor those bikers for what they were doing to honor those people from 9/11.
Well, amen. I'm glad that's why people are listening to Sons of Liberty, and I'm glad that you are listening to sonsoflibertyradio.com, friends, because we're giving you information which is encouraging, it's exhorting, it's edifying, and we're giving you information that the state-run media does not want you to have. And, folks, if you'd like to see that video, it's on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. It is actually, well, what took place here, friends, was 9/11, which was yesterday. Patriot bikers roll through Stafford, Virginia with state trooper escorts. So the cops were respecting patriotism. And that's great, friends. And this, again, is what it's about, by coming together, because it is we the people. And, again, friends, I want you encouraged to understand, and by giving you understanding, you will be encouraged that, friends, we can do this thing. We can win the day, but we have to come together. It's we the people in the beginning, and it's we the people in the present. And the way that we're going to preserve our freedoms is we're going to have to stand up and fight together, and that's exactly what's happening in the country right now. Again, the state-run media does not want you to see that the people are come together for such events as to what took place yesterday in the commemoration of September 11th. And in saying that, I think it's also a bit of information and good information to realize that, friends, that the state-run media, of course, operates to divide and conquer, divide and conquer. How about unite and conquer? How about unite and conquer? Because that's really what this is all about. And again, friends, if you'd like to see that video, 9/11, which was yesterday, Patriot bikers roll through Stafford, Virginia, with state trooper escort. We would just want to high-five the state troopers out in Virginia as well, who did such a kind act as well. So, friends, it's on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook right now, and you can check it out for your candor, friends, and for your observation. Please leave a comment. You guys have been nothing but awesome over the last week. We had actually posted some videos yesterday. 2 million bikers here. Hang on a second here, friends. I'm live right now, and I'm doing this live from the studio. And I'm scrolling down just a little bit on Sons of Liberty Radio. 2 million bikers invade D.C. and remind us that 9/11 still means something to real Americans. That was on Freedom Outpost. You can check the video out as well. Posted a video yesterday. Got over 1,405 likes, 114 comments. Thank you for that. Then we posted another picture. Mass population of bikers, friends. There was over 267 comments on that page, and I believe there's about 2,000 responses to that as well. So, again, friends, check those out online. Great stuff. And it's important stuff, and it's important information. Give this website over to your hopeless friends. Because, friends, what we want to do is when people are in a state of hopelessness, we want you to tie a knot and hang on. Okay? And when you hang on and you begin to see that you're not the only one going through what you're going through right now in this country, it's a bit encouraging. And I'll tell you what, you can stand up with a backbone. And that's exactly, again, what we're doing today in this country. Now, friends, what we've been talking about over the last 3 days was, thus saith the Lord, stand in the old ways and see and ask for the old paths, whereas the good way and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. But the people replied, we will not walk therein. This is in Jeremiah 6:16. God said, also, I set watchmen over you, saying, listen carefully to the sound of the trumpet. Listen to the warnings. But they said, we will not hearken. And, friends, what I'm doing is, and I'm bringing about the correlation, a comparison, a parallel to the old past to the present. And we have already gone through the 1930s, the 40s, the 50s. I want to get to the 60s, and I want to get up to the 80s today, if I can. And what I want to do as well, friends, I want to take you back. If you have not heard this, you're going to love this. It's a high school scenario from 1967 versus 2010, and we'll hit on that in just a couple minutes here as well. Now, friends, I also want to highlight, because we're talking about the same topic over the last 3 days, that this president on 2008, the eve of the election for the presidential candidacy, said that he wanted to fundamentally transform America. In other words, he's been attacking incessantly, friends, the foundations of who we are and where it is that we came from. He wants to brainwash. He wants you to believe that we are something that we are not. Democracy versus republic and the such. I can go down that channel for 15 minutes here. But in saying that, I want to go back to scripture and I want to tell you what the Lord said. He said, don't do it. And he said, okay, if you're going to do this, this is going to be the price paid. Proverbs 24:21 says, my son, fear the Lord and the king, who are hand in glove, and meddle not with them that are given to change. We're not to meddle with them that are given to change, friends. So how do we get rid of policy? We get back to the Constitution. How do we get rid of man's 10,000 commandments? We get back to God's 10 commandments. Folks, you got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Phone lines are open, 1-877-807-9977. I'll be right back. 1967 versus 2010. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
All right, here we go. Thus saith the Lord, stand in the old ways and see and ask for the old paths or the good way and walk therein and ye shall find rest for your souls. But the people said they would not. Why would they say something like that? Listen, if you're complaining about Barack Hussein Obama and his criminal administration, you're in agreement with God. There's just no other way around it, friends. And I'd shared right before the break with the fact that Proverbs 24:21 says, my son, fear thou the Lord and the king, and meddle not with them that are given to change. We don't want change. We want reclamation. We want reformation. We want to go back to the old paths. And why is that? Well, when I go back and I show you, let's just, for example, the cost of living in 1930, we were a God-fearing people for the most part in this country. A new house, $7,146. Average income, $1,973 per year. A new car, $610. Average rent, $1,500 per month. Tuition to Harvard University, $400 per year. Remember again what the Harvard motto was for Christ in the church, which it still is. Movie ticket back in 1930, 25 cents. Gasoline, 10%. 10 cents per gallon. United States postage stamp back in 1930 was 2 cents. I even went so far as to just show you the difference, even in the music, friends. It's not lasciviousness. It's not carnal. We were still a God-fearing nation back in the 1930s. And look at it. We knew peace in a good portion. We talked about the 1940s, the 1950s. Let's get to the 1960s. Talking about going back to the old paths. In 1960, national news, President, listen to this, friends. President Eisenhower warns against the military-industrial complex in his farewell address. Warmongers, friends, in 1960. John F. Kennedy wins the 1960 presidential election by 113,057 votes, defeating Vice President Richard Nixon with a little help from his daddy, Joey. Xerox introduces the first commercial document reproduction machine in 1960. 1960, folks, television favorites, The Andy Griffith Show, was introduced to America. The Real McCoys and Rawhide. Wasn't around then, friends. Sorry about that. For all you Rawhide fans, you're going to kind of have to, you know, clue me in as to what Rawhide was about. In 1960, the President of the United States, Dwight Eisenhower, Vice President of the United States, Richard Nixon, Pulitzer Prize winner, Alan Dreary. Life expectancy in 1960 was 69.7 years. The cost of living in 1960, new house, $12,675. An average income in 1960, $5,199 per year. New car, $2,610, 1960. Average rent, $98 per month. Tuition to Harvard University, $1,250 per year. A movie ticket was $1. Gasoline, 25 cents. United States postage stamp in 1960 was 4 cents. Folks, this is the fruit of a God-fearing nation. All the way up until 1968, friends, the movies, the entertainment industry had to go through a vetting system. And who was the vetting system? It was the Church of America that vetted entertainment, their values, if that's what you want to call them, all the way up until 1968, until they forfeited their post. Speaking of the 1960s, let's do a little parallel here. 1967 versus 2013. Here's a scenario. Jack goes quail hunting before school and then pulls into the school parking lot with his shotgun and his truck's gun rack. In 1967, vice principal comes over, looks at Jack's shotgun, goes to his car and gets his shotgun to show Jack. Yet in 2013, school goes into lockdown. FBI called, Jack hauled off to jail and never sees his truck or gun again. Counselors are called in for traumatized students and teachers. Well, that's true, isn't it, friends? Well, this is the fruit of a nation that leaves off God. If you look at history, countries get in trouble, individuals get in trouble when they depart from the living God. Look at the destruction that takes place in countries, and then what do they always return to, my friends? After millions of people have been killed, countries have been destroyed, what do they return to? Governments have been destroyed, what do they return to? They return to the principles of Christianity. 1967 versus 2013. Talking about going back to the old past, friends. And the people that say, we will not go back to the old past, well, this is the fruit of your ways. You're going to eat the fruit of your own ways. The Bible says, he who sows to the wind shall reap the whirlwind. Book of Ecclesiastes. Here's scenario two. John and Mark get into a fist fight after school. 1967, crowd gathers, Mark wins. Johnny and Mark shake hands and end up buddies for the rest of their life. In 2013, in parallel, contrast, police called and SWAT team arrive. They arrest both Johnny and Mark. They are both charged with assault and both expelled even though Johnny started it. How's that new thing working out for America? It's not. How's that godlessness working out for America? It's not. Scenario three, Jeffrey will not sit in class. He disrupts other students. 1967, Jeffrey is sent to the principal's office and given a good paddling by the principal. He then returns to class, sits still, and does not disrupt class again. 2013, Jeffrey is given a huge dose of Ritalin, dangerous psychotropic drugs, which used to be illegal in the 50s. He becomes a zombie. He is then tested for ADD. The family gets extra money from the government because Jeffrey now has a disability. Is this true? Absolutely, it's true. Talking about going back to the old past, friends. Scenario 4. Billy breaks a window in his neighbor's car, and his dad gives him a whipping with his belt. You know, Scripture says, he who withholds the rod hates his son. 1967. Billy is more careful next time, grows up normal, goes to college, and becomes a successful businessman. Yep. 2013. Billy's dad is arrested for child abuse. Billy is removed to foster care and joins a gang. The state psychologist is told by Billy's sister that she remembers being abused by herself, or herself and their dad goes to prison. Billy's mom has an affair with the psychologist. Folks, tell the truth and shame the devil. Is this what happens to a nation that departs from the living God? Why, yes, it is. Talking about going back to the old paths. Scenario 5, Mark gets a headache and takes some aspirin to school. 1967, Mark shares his aspirin with the principal out on the smoking dock. 2013, the police are called and Mark is expelled from school for drug violations. His car is then searched for drugs and weapon and or weapons by the police. Not too far from the truth, is it, friends? Nope. What happens to a nation that departs from the living God? Scenario 6, Pedro fails high school English. 1967, Pedro goes to school, passes English, and goes to college. 2013, Pedro's cause is taken up by the state. Newspaper's article appeared nationally explaining that teaching English as a requirement for graduation is racist. The ACLU files class action lawsuit against the state school system and Pedro's English teacher. English is then banned from core curriculums. Pedro is given his diploma anyway, but ends up mowing lawns for a living because he cannot speak English. Talking about going back to the old paths. I mean, just think, we can even take that a step further now, friends. Look what's going on the border in California, in Arizona, in Texas concerning the illegal immigrants and this administration attempting to give them a license to come in illegally. Yeah, this is what happens to a nation that tolerates crime in their government. Talking about going back to the old past, friends, we're going to come back with some more scenarios. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check us out on Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook, or you can call 1-877-807-9977.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Sons of Liberty friends. 1-877-807-9977. Let's hear from you. Folks, when I'm talking about Jeremiah 6:16 and I'm talking about going back to the old past, also keep in mind that the word came to Jeremiah from the Lord, and the Lord said to him, stand in the gate of the Lord's house. He was speaking to the church, the professed Christians, and proclaim there this word and say, hear the word of the Lord, all you of Judea that enter in at these gates to worship the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel. He said, amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Look at the mercy of God, friends. He said, for if you thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if you thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, if you oppress not the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, and shed not innocent blood in this place, neither walk after other gods to hurt you, he said, then I will cause you to dwell in this place in the land that I have gave to your fathers forever and ever. He said, trust not in lying words that cannot profit. This is all we hear from the state-run media, friends. He said, will you steal, murder, and commit adultery, and swear falsely, and burn incense unto Baal, and walk after other gods whom you know not? Friends, it's not working out for America. And he said, and come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered to do these abominations, false grace. Talk about that quite a bit as well, friends. He said, because you've done all these works, saith the Lord, and I spake unto you, rising up early and speaking, but you heard not. And I called, but you answered not. He said, therefore, I will also do this unto you, which is called by my name, wherein you trust, and unto the place which I have given to you and your fathers, as I have done to Shiloh. He said, I'll cast you out of my sight, as I have cast out all of your brethren, even the whole seed of Ephraim. Folks, we're talking about going back to the old past. Look at the mercy of God. Still warning America. Still warning America. Friends, we still have the power to right the wrongs. We still have the freedom to do the right thing. That's the mercy of God. That's the mercy of God, friends. During the last segment, I was talking about Scenario 1967 versus 2013. Just got done talking about Brother Pedro. Let's go to another scenario here, talking about going back to the old past. Johnny takes apart leftover firecrackers from the 4th of July, puts them in a model airplane, paints the bottle, and blows up a red ant's bed. Hmm. 1967, the ants die. Next thing you're going to know, friends, are going to have PETA knocking on her door. They killed ants! They killed ants! They stepped on the wrong ones! This kid blew up a bunch of ants in a paint bottle! See, but it's not funny, because those folks are dangerous folks, people. When people are the green people and Mother Earth people and the environmentalist people, friends, they have a dangerous mindset. They care more about the earth and the animals, well, they claim to, than they do human life. That's a fact, AccuJack. Don't forget that. 2013, talking about scenarios, talking about going back to the old past. ATF, Homeland Security, and the FBI are called. Johnny is charged with domestic terrorism for killing an ant bed. The FBI investigates his parents, and all siblings are removed from their home, and all computers are confiscated. Johnny's dad is placed on a terror watch list and is never allowed to fly again. That's not too far from the truth, friends. Hey, that apple doesn't fall too far from a godless nation now, does it? ATF, Homeland Security, and the FBI are called. Johnny is charged with domestic terrorism for killing an ant bed. It may sound humorous, friends, but how humorous is it? It's not too far from the truth. Let's go to another scenario, talking about going back to the old past. Johnny falls while running during recess and scrapes his knee. He is found crying by his teacher, Mary. Mary hugs him to comfort him. 1967, in a short time, Johnny feels better and goes on playing. 2013, Mary is accused of being a sexual predator and loses her job. Folks, I want to tell you something, not to belittle this. And I'm speaking directly to sexual predators. There are many in the public school systems. But in this particular case, it has nothing to do with it. Just saying. Mary is accused of being a sexual predator in 2013 and loses her job. She faces 3 years in state prison. Johnny undergoes 5 years of therapy. Again, is that why the Bible says that we should return to the old past? Where's the good way and walk therein? Folks, I suggest that we listen to God's commandments and return unto them. Matter of fact, we shouldn't have to do it out of works. We should do it because we want to, because we see his love for us. He first loved us. And we live unto him who died for us. That's why we're thankful. We live for him out of gratitude. Folks, did you guys know that a statistical abstract of the United States in 1976, the category on sexual abuse of children appeared. It was not a problem until then, until 1976. 1976, police reports began to flood in across the nation, child abuse. Rate of child sexual abuse in 1976, 1 in 10,000 children. In one decade, the problem increased by nearly 2,000. Did you know that the increase of AIDS cases were not reported until 1981. In 1981, 199 cases reported. Since then, reported AIDS cases have increased 68,000%. Folks, did you just hear recently the porno industry? Four whores were found out to have AIDS, and they continuously make their movies anyways. They said it's business as usual, say the porn whores. But folks, see, the government comes in and says, well, it's a free speech for them to express themselves. No, it's not an expression of free speech, because when you read the Declaration of Independence, you'll clearly see God did not give them a right to break his law. And we didn't have these problems, folks, until the government got involved and said, oh, no, that's okay. We'll just lower that law and we'll allow crime to come in. And who's at the end aim of the enemy? Well, John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Well, of course, he's aiming at the children. And what did Jesus say in response to that? It's better for one of these that offends one of these little children to take a millstone and wrap it around their neck and throw themselves into the sea, rather than to offend one of these little ones. But look at this. Child abuse, sexual abuse is up 2,000%. AIDS cases are up 68,000%. Why? Well, when you read 1 Corinthians 6:9, God said, hey, listen, no adulterer, nor fornicator, nor effeminate shall inherit the kingdom of God or heaven. Fornication is sex before marriage. Jesus said in grace, even if you look, the Bible says we're to cast down every thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. It's like this, friends. We're not responsible of the birds that fly over the top of our head, but we are responsible if we allow them to nest in our hair. Let me say it this way, too. The first look is free. The second one's going to cost you. Folks, a statistical abstract in 1973, because we just got done talking about 1960. Did you know that in 1973, public corruption did not appear in the statistical abstract until 1973? See what's escalating? Crime, lawlessness, workers of iniquity. You know what's decreasing? Love for each other. Scriptural love. You know, prevention is better than cure. Remember, Jesus said, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. Remember, it says in the book of Proverbs, faithful are the wounds of a friend, kisses of an enemy are deceitful. And forget not, my friends, Jesus was betrayed with a kiss by one of his own. But federal prosecutions of public corruption did not appear in the statistical abstract until 1973. In 1973, 244 cases reported in two decades. Reports had increased over 500 to 1,400 cases. Again, our founding forefathers warned from the Bible that we could not get good fruit from corrupt trees. And we find out in 1962, prayer was taken out of schools. Friends, it's never been taken out of schools. This is what public opinion began to promulgate. In 1980, the Ten Commandments were now taken out of the schools. Because, remember, the Supreme Court committed an oligarchy where few rule over many and said, you know what, it's not a permissible objective for children to read, thou shalt not kill and thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not lie, honor your father and your mother. Yes, friends, this is sick. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. I mean, friends, I can go on and on. It shows you where the corruption lies and who it lies within. The black-robed tyrants. Folks, I say this. We need to get back to the old past. The church must take right ground in regard to politics, government. Politics are a part of a religion in such a country as this. And Christians must do their duty to their country as part of their duty to God. God will bless or curse this nation according to the course Christians take in politics. Politics is the science of government. Science is the study of creation. Talking about going back to the old past, friends. How's the new past working out for you, America? It's not. The Church of America does not tolerate what professed Christians tolerate, like abortion, homosexuality, corruption in government. The real church doesn't tolerate that. No, they stand against it. See, because light reproves darkness, and it's the church's job to be the Protestants, the Protestants in such cases. And by the way, just going back to yesterday, the patriots and the millions went to Washington, D.C. to blow that in the wind. So again, let me say this, friends. We're all in this together. We really, truly are one nation under God. I'll be right back. I'm going to get to 1980. See how far we get with that. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Folks, if you'd like to add anything, please do give us a call. Getting some phone calls right now. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty.
All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I just got my My War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation. There is so much untruth out there that has been engineered onto our nation, and Bradley uncovers the lies and makes it easy to understand.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Friends, please do not forget to support this ministry, friends. It is because of you that we are here. 1-877-807-9977, or you can donate online, tax-deductible gifts, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And again, friends, we are here because of you. Now, before I get over to the 1980s really quick, I kind of jumped from the 60s to the 80s just for the sake of trying to bring this to a completion. We're going to take Sherry in Missouri. Welcome to the show, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. Good afternoon. What we have lost in America, and I know we're supposed to be a Christian nation, is the truth.
Amen.
And Jesus says, I'm the truth, the way, and the life. And there's so many people that you can't even have a conversation with about Jesus. So let's just deal with the truth and justice. And that's what we're ultimately lacking, is that we allow these liars to rule over us and that we accept their lies, and we deserve the government we have now.
Yep. Agreed. I agree. 100%.
All right.
Yep.
Have a great day.
Well, thank you very much.
Have a blessed and beautiful day.
Yes, you too. It is very beautiful here in the state of Minnesota, Sherry, and I appreciate your phone call very much. Very much. Well, so, you know, I want to say this. John 14:6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The Bible tells us there's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. There's one mediator between man and God. His name is Jesus Christ. One thing I want to be very careful with, and I understand what Sherry is saying, in theory but not in practice, the Bible says we're written epistles for all men to read. We're to preach the gospel, the good news to the world, and if we have to, we have to use words. Of course, I'm being a little facetious about that, but I think you get my meaning. The problem in America is the professed church. There's only a profession. There's no deeds that go along with their profession. There's no works that go along with their faith. There's no boldness in their profession of righteousness. Folks, so therefore it's a lack of Christianity. What I'm saying here, friends, to get back to what Sherry just said, I wouldn't want my kids to know the truth without knowing who their daddy is. If my dad was a veteran who laid down his life, like my cousin did in Vietnam, I wouldn't want his memory to go down in history as being nameless and just talk about freedom, which today it's licentiousness, it's not freedom at all. I think more than anything, we need to stand up. And I'm not talking about wearing what would Jesus do bracelets. I'm not talking about going around and being a cheesy professed Christian in word only. Jesus said, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. How about we give our hearts to the Lord and we call upon the name of the Lord that said to us, the church, call unto me and I will answer and I will show you great and mighty things in which you know not. Wasn't it Jesus that said, greater works will you do than I did because I go unto my Father? Yes. Wasn't it Jesus that the disciples talked about at the end of the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, where he talked about all the miracles that Jesus did? Not all the books in the world could contain the miracles. See, we're missing something in America, friends, and his name is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You know, here, I want to make another point. And I want to be very bold in my proclamation. I am not going to deny the name of Jesus Christ because somebody's offended by it. I'm not asking for permission to obey God, just so everybody understands that. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church in the name of Jesus. Jesus said, if you deny me, I'll also deny you. I'm not going to risk the chance of losing the favor of the captain of my salvation, nor the line of the tribe of Judah, my big brother. I'm not going to take the chance of denying him. It's not in my heart to do that. This is the problem in America, in the 78% of America that professes their Christianity. There's no backbone. And I want to tell you why there's no backbone. It's because there's no Spirit of God. We got a false gospel going back and forth, to and fro, from the East Coast to the West Coast, from Texas all the way up to Minnesota. It's a false gospel, friends. I was just doing a study this morning with E.M. Bounds talking about what the church is supposed to do. And bringing forth the parallel from the modern church to that of 100 years ago. The church 100 years ago didn't talk about God only. Everybody knew the man of God because they seen God through his life. And the enemies of God in this country were feared throughout the world, namely his church. You know, see the people of the earth, so see that you are called by the name of the Lord and they shall be afraid of thee. See, the Bible says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. See, that's what's missing, is the Spirit of God. The God of Israel. Israel means God's fighter. We're our God's fighter. It's supposed to be the church in America. And we don't deny Jesus Christ. You know what? When someone smacks their thumb, let's just go to a carpenter and he's nailing wood, right? Got some nails and he's nailing two pieces together. He misses the nail and he smacks his thumb. Now, does he say Dalai Lama? Does he curse Muhammad? Does he curse Hare Krishna or Zen? No. They always take my Father's name in vain. Why? Because it testifies of the fact that Jesus Christ is alive forevermore. They always say GD it, don't they, friends? Yep. Heathens say, G-D-it, I'm sorry. Don't they? Why? Because the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. That's why. You know, the ACLU and all these other whacked out communist organizations, freedom from religion, they don't have any problem with Muslims, those that are out to destroy their country. They don't have a problem with Hare Krishna. They don't have a problem with Dalai Lama or Zen or any other religion. No, they don't have a problem with them. They have a problem with the name of Jesus. Why? Because truth demands a response, friends. And the church is called to be the witness of the resurrection. And I'll tell you what, when you walk in the power of that resurrection, which brings forth truth and life and light, it exposes the darkness and it exposes death, doesn't it? Yes, it does. People are offended by that. But you know what? There's a lot of people in this country that are drawn to the Spirit of Christ. Those that sat in darkness, they saw the light. Who's the light? Who's the light of man? His name is Jesus Christ. We don't want to deny one jot nor one tittle of what the Word says. No, we want to do just the opposite. We want to go back to our Father, which is in heaven, and say, Lord, I'm not going to hold my peace until you establish righteousness. It's your Father's good pleasure to give unto you the kingdom. And folks, I'll tell you what our forefathers didn't do is they didn't deny Christ. They raised the flags that said, no king but King Jesus. They raised the flag that said, appeal to heaven. It's time that America appeals to heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ. Unashamedly, unabashedly. And we stand our ground. He promised not to deny us. And God is not a man that he should lie. So let's not deny. Sherry, my friend, let's not just talk about the truth. No, let's talk about the author and above the truth and the author of that truth. His name is Jesus Christ. He is the Son of God. He is alive forevermore. And by the way, friends, your enemies know he's alive, because if they didn't, then who are they warring with? They're not at war again, friends, with your enemies in this country. This administration is at war with Christianity. Of course it is, because it opposes their tyrannical deeds. But see, friends, we have power to deal with the enemies. Not by power, not by might, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. When the enemy shall come out against thee one way, they shall flee before thee seven ways. Man, that is a gospel that I want to get back to. That is a gospel that's going to lead the way and the charge above politics. Politics will follow the church, friends, and that's proper. And that's the proper order, and that's what we need to get back to. Friends, I have 1 minute to get back to the 1980s. Speaking of going back to the old past, 1980, interesting facts. Jimmy Carter was the president. Walter Mondale was the vice president. Life expectancy, 73.7 years. A new house, $68,000. Average income, $19,173. New car, $7,000. See the decline, friends? The more you depart from God, the worse things become. Average rent, $300 per month. Tuition to Harvard, $5,300 per year. Movie ticket, $2.25. Gasoline, $1.19 per gallon. United States postage stamp, 15 cents. Now where are we at? Things getting better? Because if they're not, then I suggest that we get back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16. Folks, I do with my heart love you by what I do, not by what I say. I'm not the guy that goes around telling everybody, oh, I love you, man, I love you, man. No. I just want you to watch what I do and know me by my fruit. 1 John 3:18. Deeds, not words, said George Washington. Talking 23 hours. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll talk to you then.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.